Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily and to the final week of Tesla's second quarter. The quarter ends on Wednesday and we should see Tesla report delivery and production numbers likely on Friday. At some point this week, I'll go through my forecast before we get those numbers as usual. Today though, we're talking about, as I'm sure many of you have heard over the weekend, a quote-unquote recall in China. We've also got some news on Tesla's battery supply, brand appeal, and a couple other stories as well. But of course, first things first, as today is June 28th, 69 days after April 20th, this is Elon's birthday. So happy birthday to Elon Musk. Happy 50th today. Thank you for all that you've done. And I can't wait to see what the next 50 years will bring. All right, quick look at the stock. Tesla today actually shaking off the news of the recall that we had over the weekend to finish up 2.5% today for a strong start to the week to $688.72. That compared to the NASDAQ up 1%. All right, so what is this recall all about? Well, Tesla has recalled domestically produced as well as imported Model 3 and Model Y vehicles in China to update traffic-aware cruise control. So of course, pretty much every major business media outlet picking up on this, leading with a headline of Tesla recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles. But because this is Tesla, just like we have seen in previous instances, this is something that Tesla can fix with an over-the-air software update. The issue that Tesla set out to fix was accidental engagement of traffic-aware cruise control, which, if you didn't realize you had engaged it, could cause the car to accelerate, because of course it sets to the speed limit or the offset that you have set up. So we also get that nice little tie-in of unintended acceleration, even though those unintended acceleration claims that we've heard so much about, those were referring to people accidentally accelerating from a stop. So while these things could be linked with that claim, they're separate issues. And of course, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration in the US said that those other claims of unintended acceleration were not Tesla's fault. Anyway, completely separate issue here, accidentally engaging traffic-aware cruise control, which if you didn't realize you had done it, could cause your vehicle to accelerate. Not something unique to Tesla, the same would happen if you accidentally hit resume cruise control in any other car with cruise control. But because the feature is on the stock, apparently some people when turning could hit the stock down. So Tesla just making a couple of quick changes with the software update here. Number one, not allowing traffic-aware cruise control to be engaged on a sharp turn. And then number two, just adding a single chime versus a double chime for autopilot when it is engaged so that the driver is fully aware. Here's a super quick video of that fix from Yan Chang, who shared this out on YouTube. So pretty simple there, you can hear the engage and disengage chimes. Nice to see that the market recognizing this today as no big deal. Hopefully consumers in China also see it that way and also appreciate the fact that Tesla can fix things like this without actually having to take your vehicle in for service. The only other kind of important discussion around this is whether or not this was a voluntary recall from Tesla or if this was forced. If it were forced, people potentially concerned that maybe China's government is overstepping and trying to make Tesla look bad by forcing the recall. I don't think I'd personally view it that way, but as for whether or not it was voluntary, we've got sort of conflicting information out there. Ray for Tesla here pointing out that one of the updates from Tesla China said, quote, adhering to the attitude of being responsible to customers, we took the initiative to file a recall plan with the state administration for market regulation, end quote. Similarly, we've also got the ABC News report on this saying, quote, the regulator said Tesla's Chinese subsidiaries contacted it a few days ago to request a recall, end quote. But then if we look at what I believe is the original recall notice, it says, quote, this recall was carried out under the circumstances of the defect investigation launched by the State Administration of Market Supervision and Administration. Affected by the investigation, Tesla decided to take recall measures to eliminate potential safety hazards, end quote. So my interpretation of those things, probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, maybe technically voluntary from Tesla, but in a way that sounds to me like it may have been suggested or preemptive volunteering from Tesla. That said, again, I don't think the distinction is really all that important in this case. Very simple fix, and if it's something that can improve safety, why not? I did kind of have to chuckle a little bit at the nature of this because it has to do with the stocks, and of course we've been talking a lot about the yoke steering and the stockless driving. Well, without the stocks, this specific problem wouldn't have occurred. Maybe the nature of the issue changes and the root of it still exists, but maybe not. All right, next is some more news also out of China. Battery supplier CATL announced today that it has agreed with Tesla on a battery supply contract from January 2022 to December 2025. CATL has called this a production pricing agreement, but according to this Global Times report, it does look like the pricing is still subject to change, and obviously details of that level are not disclosed. Of course, Tesla already works very closely with CATL, and we recently had rumors that CATL is investing in a battery factory right next to Giga Shanghai. They're expected to produce 4680 battery cells there and to make them capable of cell to vehicle rather than cell to module. So no big surprise to see an extension of this contract. I'm sure these discussions have been going on for a while. CATL in the notice said that, quote, The signing of the agreement represents Tesla's further recognition of the product quality and production capacity of the company's batteries, which is conducive to strengthening the long-term and stable cooperative relationship between the company and Tesla, and in line with the interests of the company and its shareholders." End quote. My guess is that this news probably had a positive impact on the stock today. Obviously, battery production is one of the key risks for Tesla longer term, so securing that supply de-risks a bit. All right, next piece of news here. This is kind of a fun topic, but actually a little bit more important than it may seem at first. Hat tip to Teslarati for bringing this across my feed, but this is a study done by money.co.uk measuring the impact of the inclusion of various different vehicle models on dating profiles. So between April and June this year for the study, they created identical dating profiles, and the only differences between the profiles was the vehicle being included. They tested more than 70 cars, 30 brands, and they did this in multiple countries across the world. They had a control profile with no vehicles being pictured, and then compared the frequency of matches on that profile to the profiles that had the vehicles featured. For the male control profile, so a guy with no car pictured, the match rate was 9%. The results showed that if including a car had a positive impact, that positive impact was 34%. If the car ended up having a negative impact on the match rate, the average negative impact was negative 19%. Obviously, you can't have negative matches, so negative 19% there and the 34%. They're applying percentages on percentages here, big no-no, but basically they're saying that if the car had a positive impact, that bumped the match rate up to 12%, and if it had a negative impact, it bumped it down to about a 7.5% match rate. For the female control profile, so a woman without a car, the match rate was 56%. In the cases that including a car had a positive impact, that impact was 3%, so brought it up to about 57.5%. And if the car had a negative impact, on average that was 3%, so it took it down to about a 54% match rate. So the higher base on that female control profile is making those percentage changes seem smaller, but in reality they're moving about the same level, a little bit more for the men, but not as much as how it's presented makes it seem. Anyway, what we're interested in is how having a Tesla pictured impacted the results, and it was actually the best performing brand on both the male and female profiles. So for men, it boosted the match rate 110%, or basically up from 9% in the control to 19% when a picture of a Tesla was included. For the female profile, it moved the match rate up by 11%, so basically up from 56% in the control to about 62% with the Tesla. So about a 10 percentage point improvement for the male profile, about a 6 percentage point improvement for the female profile, but obviously starting from a higher percentage, it's probably a little bit harder to get those incremental percentage points. So the way they reported on this really undersold the impact on the female profiles, but the important point being that Tesla outperformed all other vehicles on both profiles. They used the Model S and the Model 3, and actually both were the top two vehicles for both male and female. You might say, well, duh, of course, having an expensive car is going to boost you in a dating profile. But it looks like that's not the only element here, because Tesla's outperforming Aston Martin, Porsche, Land Rover, Audi. Those cars had positive impacts too, but not to the degree that Tesla did. So yeah, a little bit silly, and there are contingencies based on how well the study was executed, but really interesting results nonetheless. And as I said at the start, it might be a little bit more important than it would seem. Humans are really social creatures, and like it or not, these things do drive decisions. All right, last couple of quick notes. First up, the NASDAQ will be closed next Monday, July 5th, in observance of the 4th of July holiday. And if you happen to be in California over the holiday, Tesla has announced that supercharging in California will be free before 12 p.m. and after 9 p.m. at select California superchargers between Friday, July 2nd and Monday, July 5th. So Tesla here obviously planning this to help reduce congestion, making sure that people that are just charging locally are incentivized to shift their charging outside of those peaks. Not the first time that Tesla has done this, but we'll see how it goes in this case. I think for Memorial Day, we didn't hear a ton of stories about supercharger congestion, so hopefully that'll be the case here again for the 4th of July. Lastly then, just a quick note, because it was published yesterday on a Sunday, not the usual schedule, especially for audio listeners, it wouldn't have made sense to put it in the audio feed. But yesterday I published a video with my first drive of a brand new Plaid Model S, so doing a launch, checking out the yoke steering, and all the new features. So if you happen to miss that, I'll put a link to that in the description today. And I again just want to say a huge thank you to Steven for letting us spend time with this brand new car. Very generous of him. He's been sharing out some videos of the Plaid as well. You can find his channel in the description of that Plaid video. So that is where we'll leave it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, June 29th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.